When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So, Todd writes, Ben and Kelly need your help with this. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, Cheryl, in quotes, and I have been together for 3 years. Recently took a trip to her hometown. While there, she met up with a friend of hers who has been blatantly inappropriate in the past.
Oh.
So while she was gone, I was busy planning a proposal, ring shopping, venue, photography, like the works. I clearly told her about my discomfort with this friendship, but Cheryl went ahead and met with him anyway. Mm. She has other male friends I have absolutely no problems with. Her lack of boundaries have been an occasional issue, but this time I feel really hurt. Mm. We discussed this with our therapist, who also thought it was not okay that she met up with this friend, but Cheryl seems to think there's nothing wrong with it. Mm. She said they met in a restaurant. He tried making a pass at her, but nothing happened. And during our therapy session, I pleaded that if she truly didn't see a reason to block this person, would she at least do it for me? Mm-hmm. She said she blocked him. Turns out, though, she just hid his messages.
Oh, boy.
So when I learned she wasn't exactly truthful, I was crushed. She says the guy doesn't add any value to her life, but somehow just too difficult to cut him loose. I really love her. We have been in a really good place, but how do we build a marriage without trust? Am I the insecure one? Does her moral compass need a little calibration? This problem actually keeps me up at night, so thanks for any insight.
I one thing that Todd left out, did they used to date?
I don't know.
It just says married friend of hers. Yes, he's married, but, you know, do they have a past that was romantic?
All he said was that he's been inappropriate in the past, so it's not the first time that he's actually
that he's made a pass at her.
Don't know if she's ever taken him up on it, though.
Yeah, we need to remove just that whole situation. Like, she needs to not be around him. He needs to not be around her. They need to, because I don't see this ending great if they continue to interact.
Yeah, Sarah said if she hides things now, imagine what she's going to hide later. Apparently, there are already issues being as you are seeing a therapist together. I would cut ties now, save a lot of heartache later.
Oh, that is so tough to just...
He's ready to propose.
I mean, it's easy to say, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But he's ready to say, hey, will you marry me? And meanwhile, we're going, get rid of her!
Right. Greg says, I know that woman. She lives in Red Flagistan. do yourself a favor. Find someone who respects and values your feelings.
That's right.
A really good point, too, is that he has told her clearly, I'm not comfortable with this relationship, and she is not doing, you know, she's not respecting him and how he feels about it. And she says he doesn't add value to her life, so why? Why can't she completely cut this guy out?
Yeah, is there anyone who has a friend that their partner just doesn't necessarily like, but it's just a friend, you know?
But you say he's just a friend.
Right,
like,
exactly.
That immediately pops in my head.
Let us know, because maybe your experience could help here. 795-1997 is our number. You can give us a call or text. Group therapy. We'll take some more of your calls and stories next. Todd, his girlfriend, has a married friend of hers. It's been inappropriate with her in the past. She took a trip back home. Even though he asked her not to see him, she did. Asked to block him, she didn't. He's planning to propose, though. Trust is becoming an issue. He loves her, but wonders if he's just being kind of insecure about this.
Yeah, so I haven't found anybody that's just like, you know what? It's fine. It's going to work itself out. Like, everybody is pointing out the fact that, wait, you guys aren't married yet and you're seeing a therapist? That's a red flag. That's what Dee Dee said. Rachel said, I would cut ties now if she's hiding stuff and doesn't respect your feelings. I would definitely have a conversation first, but it's suspicious that she can't let him go even though you've told her how you feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an issue with couples therapy. I think especially if, you know, maybe you or she were already going to therapy, just bringing the other person in along. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Maybe we're looking at that incorrectly. But
sure.
Lisa says if a licensed therapist can't convince her that the friendship is inappropriate, I doubt there's much the peanut gallery is going to say that'll convince her otherwise. He has to look out for himself. If you have doubts about getting engaged, it's not the time. Honestly, I don't believe it's the person either. She's obviously getting something from this guy that you don't give her. Lisa continues, in my opinion, she has made her choice. Let them have each other and their immature relationship.
Oh, Carly says her actions are definitely speaking louder than her words. If he really wasn't that important, she could just let him go. I had an ex that kept doing the same thing. It definitely wasn't nothing to him. And I found texts saying he loves her and misses her still and went behind my back to go see her and then went somewhere with her family. It turned out that it was his ex. So, not good. So there's a big problem that she can't just cut this guy out of her life.
Yeah, it's like she wants her cake and eat it too type of thing where she likes the security of maybe having Todd, but she almost sees as a backup or doesn't want to necessarily give up the thrill.
The attention.
You know, because it is. It's like a thrill when she knows maybe it's not right.
Right. She knows that they can't, you know, be together.
Right.
Because he's married, even though he keeps making passes at her. She doesn't want to give up that attention, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
But if that's all it is, I mean, she's got to make a choice. Like, you either love Todd more and respect his feelings and want a future with him, or you're just going to let this guy kind of hang out in the fringe, just stroking your ego.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're all agreeing, Todd, that this isn't necessarily you.
No, it's not. It's you have her. A right to be upset about this, yes. And, the fact that she's not respecting your feelings when you've been very clear about it is a problem. And it doesn't bode well for how you're going to handle other issues that come up in your marriage if you do go ahead and get married. And the fact that she's not respecting. This is a simple request. This shouldn't be a big deal.
Maybe you and your Cheryl's married friend.
Uh-huh. We'll get together, have a little powwow.
Well, get together with the married friend's partner and see what she has to say about it.
Right, yes. Brandon says, let's get petty. Tell the friend's wife about him making passes.
I know, that's what I was just thinking. like, hey, let's get to know this person.
Get everybody on the same page.
All right, so anyways, I think you have our support if you do decide to hit the pause button on the getting engaged thing.
Yeah, I know that you're kind of in the mode where you're excited and you were really wanting to go ahead and do the proposal. But we all, I think, are agreeing with your instincts that this is a major issue that you need to figure out.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Todd. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.